You are now tuned into Straight Talk with Chaser podcast.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. It's been a long time. We took one of the most craziest hiatuses. Is that a word? Hiatuses?
I don't think hiatuses.
Well, we took one of the longest hiatus breaks ever. Wow. Welcome back to Straight Talk.
With Chaser.
Hey, babe. How you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I am fine. We are back.
Yes.
Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you guys today regarding a real touchy, but yet helpful topic, babe. What's the topic of the day today?
The topic today is relationships. Are they worth it?
I laugh because we all wrestle with this one word. Relationships. There's nobody on this green earth can say that they don't wrestle with a relationship or relationships. Do you agree, babe?
I definitely do.
Yeah, so, you know, we going, as I stated before, you know, opinions are like belly buttons, so everyone has one. So we coming with our own thought, own way of thinking of how we handle relationships, but we always use ourselves as the common denominator of it all. So, Did you agree, babe?
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's a tricky question, but I do believe, are they worth it? Yeah, I do believe that they're worth it. At times, it can make you feel like it's debatable.
I agree.
You know, so it's going to be over just friendships, romantic partnerships, any type of relationship, you know, a defining aspect of human life. So the whole point of a relationship is for it to offer you joy, connection, support. But of course, we know it can bring you challenges, stress, and heartbreak. So the question is it worth it? We know it's complex. We know it's deep. We know it's personal. But yeah, I want to ask you, do you think it's worth it?
This is a twofold question. I feel my personal opinion behind a relationship is if I am willing to go through it all with that particular person, then yeah, I think it's worth it.
Okay. Hey, I can go with that. And to piggyback off of what I stated earlier, do I think relationships are worth it? Yes. However, it may not be a relationship that's kept. You know, because I think that...
Explain that, because when we say something like that, that has to be reasoning behind it. Because, you know, we can say the word I love you.
Right.
Until our tongue fall out of our mouth.
Right.
But what you said, explain what you mean behind that, man.
I think that when you do have relationships, are all relationships worth it? Yes, but I don't think that all relationships should be kept. And what I mean by that is every relationship is worth it because it's a learning experience. Whether it's a good relationship, a good partnership, whether it's a marriage, you know, whatever it, friendship, whatever it may be, is something that you can always take away from the situation to learn and to grow for yourself. Do I think that every relationship needs to be kept? No. Like a lot of people will say, like my mom will say, you know, sometimes people are in your life for a season and it is a reason, but sometimes that season ends, you know? And so that's the end of that relationship or partnership or friendship. But I do believe that you need to take away something positive out of it, something that you learned from it. So that's my thoughts on that. What's your thoughts?
Well, I personally think, like I said, my opinion,
mm-hmm.
that relationships are an investment. And you stated that
mm-hmm.
in your own words. Relationship is an investment. So I feel that if both parties come to an agreement to not keep that relationship going, then what's the purpose of starting a relationship? I threw a curveball by asking that question. So,
because I think this. I wrote something down while we were preparing this. And I'll use a marriage, for instance. God uses a marriage to shape you. And it is hard when it comes to a marriage because it's not totally about happiness, is about holiness when it comes to a marriage in a relationship. And so when you enter that marriage, some people, not all, they're looking for the perfect person, but God wants to use it to perfect you, to perfect your love. I think that people are not understanding when you may go into a relationship, you're thinking about that other person and the other, you know, whether it's marriage, the partnership, the friendship. But in reality, God is using whatever it may be, even if that relationship, partnership, marriage ends, he's using it to shape you. Because it's not about finding the right person, even if it's a friend or your boyfriend or your husband or wife, whatever it may be. It's about you becoming the right person. It's not about finding the right person. It's about you becoming the right person. So that's why I feel that it is about you learning everything that happens, that occurs in your life. It is it's to teach you.
So what you're saying here is, in order to have a complete or a good relationship, you first starts with yourself first?
No, what I'm saying is, going back to what you said, hey, if you had if you had a friendship and that individual is not investing with you, you're investing your time and you're being a good friend,
mm-hmm.
but that person is not being a good friend to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you necessarily need to keep that friendship? No, I don't think you necessarily need to keep that friendship. However, it's something that you can learn from that friendship. The things that you did, the things that other person wasn't doing, the signs, the red flags, all of that something is all a learning experience. So was it necessary for you to have that no good friend? Is necessary for you to have that no good girlfriend, boyfriend, professional partnership, mm-hmm. or it's necessary for you to have a awful marriage? Because it's something that you are going to learn. It's a teaching moment for you. It's about you growing.
I like that.
You know, it's, you know, when you think about the benefits of a relationship,
mm-hmm.
we'll go over those. It's emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
It's personal growth,
mm-hmm.
it's shared experiences, and it's health benefits. So for that emotional support, you're looking for that person to help you during those stressful times, those saddening times. It helps you with your own mental health. That's what you're looking for. For personal growth, hey, we're looking for someone that you can develop with together. When it comes to those shared experiences, you want someone that's going to share that with you. Celebrate your successes, whether they're big or small. Health benefits. You know, we know when it comes to any type of relationship, it does lower your anxiety, your depression, all of those good things. But you are investing in another person, but I just don't think that we're understanding that it's a learning experience and we have to invest in ourselves all at the same time. So if that relationship goes awry, hey, I know what not to look for. I know not to go through that again. I know not to choose this type of person again or this particular type of trait again. That's my thoughts on that.
That's deep. That's deep because relationships today, today's relationships don't last long like they used to.
Right.
Because it's so much backbiting, so much he say, she say. And the parties that are separating are listening to outsiders instead of listening to one another in that relationship.
Yep.
Now, this can be marriages.
Partnerships.
Businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. All of it.
And I believe, and I know, communication is key. So if the parties at hand of this relationship are not in cahoots for as communicating with one another wholeheartedly, it's easy for outsiders to get in the midst of that and kind of cause it to detour in a different direction.
But that means that those that in the relationship, whatever it may be, definitely need to have a foundation of protecting themselves from outside influences.
That is why I said that for you to say that so I can slam dunk this by saying
go ahead, then.
That if you can't keep your business to yourself,
right.
But you're willing to share it with some outside individuals that you know they might gonna take your side.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for their relationship to fall.
Right. I agree. Because I think...
Listen to me, married couples. Go ahead, babe.
I think I'll use it as the Western...
The who?
Culture. The Western culture over here in the United States.
Okay.
When it comes to, I'll just go off of a marriage or a relationship.
Okay.
Do you know, those are things that are not necessarily taught. Those things aren't taught to be in a relationship or to be in a marriage. Same way it is, you go all the way back when you're a childhood. Go back to when you're kids.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to toys, what is typically a little girl given when it comes to a toy? A baby doll. The kitchen area. The kitchen sets. So you're giving the baby doll so you could be the good mother. You're giving the other things maybe around the house, the kitchen set and all that stuff, so you can learn how to do that, so you can acquire those skills. But for a little boy, it's nothing such as that. It's nothing about being a good partner. It's nothing about maybe taking care of the household. It's nothing about even taking care of the kid. Even in our childhood, that's instilled that way. But when you go to other cultures and other countries, that's not so much. They're raising their children to not only have academic skills, but to have life skills and to be a life partner. They're raising them to think financially. Like, they're raising them on all sorts of aspects of life. And in a Western culture, we don't do that as much. And you see a huge difference in that. You know, and another thing is, everything is so easily accessible. You think about it, if you're not with AT&T, you can get with Verizon. If you're not with Verizon, you can get with T-Mobile. You can get with all sorts of different companies because you have so many choices. So you think about back then, you did not have that. You know, you got married, or if there was some type of union, it was for that union to last.
What's the combination? I lost my train of thought, but what's the common denominator of that so-called relationship? I know we just said it before, but I just want you to say it for me as well. The common denominator of a relationship, what's that?
My personal opinion of the common denominator of a relationship is forgivers. And I know that's odd, but when you're in any type of relationship, you need to be able to forgive. You know, when you get into a marriage, your whole thing is not to be necessarily that person's lover. You need to be a forgiver. You need to be a sacrificer. You need to be a compassionate, considerate individuals. You know, there's so many different adjectives that you need to be. Because, again, when it comes to marriage, it is not solely about you. And that's what I'm saying. I really think that people get that confused. You know, your marriage isn't just a relationship. It's a ministry.
And when you say ministry and you said your common denominator, your opinion, your common denominator is forgiving.
To be a forgiver.
To be a sacrificer. To be a sacrificer.
Yes.
Don't they all tie under the umbrella of love?
It ties under the umbrella of love, but it ties into what I just stated, is that when it comes to your relationship, it's not just a relationship, it's a ministry. Your whole, any type of partnership, relationship that you have is a teaching, it's all about teaching. And it's teaching you to do things Christ-like. That's why it's a ministry. Because that's the reason why you have hard times. Because can you endure this? Can you forgive this person? Can you love this person through this? Because your whole purpose is to be loving that individual like God loves you.
Right. So the reason why I ask you, and you said forgiving and sacrificing, then I asked, does that all tie under the umbrella of love? And you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring a scripture that I was just engulfed in for, is 1 Corinthians 14.
Mm-hmm.
Actually 13. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4, when it talks about how love is, you know, love is patient, love is kind, you know, love does not boast, love or become proud. And it goes to explain that love is never self-seeking,
mm-hmm.
easily angered, and it keeps, or nor, it doesn't keep a record of wrongs, but rejoices in truth. It protects trust, hopes, and preserves, famously concluding that love never fails. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. What I'm trying to say here is that in order to build a beautiful relationship, we all got to go back with God. You said mm-hmm. that too. Got to mm-hmm. go back to God, because God first loved the world, what? That he gave his only begotten son. Some might believe this and some may not, but it all started with love. So God loves us so much that when two are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. Another whole helpful scripture for us all. So for us, the relationships or relationship, whether it's marriage, business, friendship, whatever the case may be, I believe love is the common denominator of it all. Because I can't trust a person with something that's valuable to me in my heart if I don't show so much love.
Right. Well, and that goes back to the different things, the challenges of a relationship. So when you have conflict in your relationship, you know, the disagreements, we know those are inevitable. What do you do? You know, and that's the reason why the challenges in any type of relationship can be hard, because people, their personalities are so different. So it requires patience and good communication. And if you don't know how to communicate, or if you don't know how to communicate with that person, then that's something that needs to be learned. Take out that time to learn how to communicate with that
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
You know, because I use one of my students when I was a facilitator. We used to play games. Like after I teach them 6 weeks worth of information, we would play games at the end. And some of the students were very aggressive. They were very competitive. You know, it was all in fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked back in my classroom and I had a young lady in the back crying because, you know, everybody was loud and rambunctious, and she just didn't know how to handle that because she never grew up around that.
Yeah.
You know, it was scary to her. And that's what it's about, for the fact of, okay, we need to tone this down because it's not just all of us. It didn't bother anyone else, but it bothered her. So I needed her to communicate that with me. And now we know that we have to approach you in a different aspect. Take out that time to listen. Take out that time to actively listen to a person. Find out what their needs and their desires are. It may be outlandish to you. It may be cheesy to you. It may not be how you and your family did things or were raised, but meet that person where they're at.
Meet that person where they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to ponder on that because I always tie these topics to myself and our relationship as well. We've been together for a long time, 20 plus years, man, and been married for 5, going on 6.
Going on forever.
We're going on 6 right now.
No, we going on forever.
Yeah, so it's, and we still don't know, we know enough, but we need to know more, because there's certain things that can tick you off that I'm not aware of until we do what? We'll get to know and understand that thing.
And then you can think about it.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
And vice versa, because there's certain things that I can get rattled that you might not know of as I'm like now, because it haven't got down to our path yet.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't presented itself.
So it's a forever long thing. Yeah. As we get into our senior years, we'll be most likely looking alike. That's the most beautiful thing about relationships, is that they're seasonal. And man, I want to enjoy this ride with you as well. And even my kids, our kids, and even our families. That's the most beautiful thing about this. But baby, I'm kind of, you know, I'm having a emotional moment here, because, you know, I feel relationships today are being taken for granted.
Yeah.
There's some very genuine, beautiful people here on earth. And there are some very heartless individuals on earth. But I know when I'm not wrestling with those individuals. I know that's a spiritual thing, but we're not going to get into that. So I believe that if you are in a relationship, or if you do have relationships that you are bending with, keep bending with them individuals. And if there's a relationship that you feel you don't need to be a part of, trust me, you're getting all the signs to get away from those type of relationships. You're getting all the signs. I'm not talking about what somebody is telling you, but from within, that intuition you have, that intuition that you have within yourself, knowing that something is not right.
Right.
And I believe that intuition itself is God just telling you, mm-hmm, get away from that.
Yep.
But we so emotionally attached to individuals because of the time, the long time we've been with a person, and feel that we don't value all this time. Why leave now? And I'm like, why not? Mm-hmm. Because that individuals can hinder you from moving to the next level.
And they could be blocking your blessing. So you're just standing there or staying there, and you're blocking your own blessing. So one of the next challenges when it does come to a relationship is time and energy. Man, it's work.
Yeah.
It's work. It's balancing your personal needs and the commitment of others. And then you have to go to work, and then your partner or spouse or your friend, they want to hang out. They want time with you. Your children want time with you. And, you know, you're only
balance.
One person.
Yeah, yeah. You got to balance it.
It's definitely about balance. So that's one of the challenges of the relationship. Then, of course, vulnerability. You know, opening up to others. Yeah, exposing us to hurt, to disappointment, betrayal. Trust must be built and maintained, and it can be difficult. I know for me, I would say as a person, I'm not saying it's the right thing. God is still working on me. I don't go in with trust. And I love that about you. You don't necessarily go in with trust, but it's not a distrust. You know, we are yin and yang with that. Because my guard is already up. If I don't know you, I don't trust you. And you're more relaxed. Like I said, God is still working with me. But that's, you know, that's who I am. If I don't know you, I don't trust you. And you're going to have to earn my trust. And then my guard will come down. But if not, it'll forevermore be up. I'm going to be very distant. I think that's the best way for me to protect myself. And some people do it differently.
I think on my side of you said trust, I feel it's not so much as a trust is enough as for as giving them an opportunity to prove themselves or disappoint me, because I'm going to give you what God gave me, and that's a chance. And
I give you a chance. I'm all for giving you a chance. But see, if I go in not trusting you, you're not going to disappoint me. I'm good. You know, because I didn't trust you in the first place. So it's no hard feelings.
And I second that emotion. So I come in with the mindset of not so much as the way you put it on yourself, but give that person an opportunity to not so much as wow me, but to show me their true them, mm-hmm. in a sense. Because mm-hmm. if when you start out with me and I feel that you're going to be lying, you're lying already, then I eventually start to distance myself and I feel yourself not worth being around. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, like I said, whether it's business or not, if you can't hold a personal, you know what? I ain't even gonna say that. I don't even want to say that. But I'm gonna say what I really want to say, because I don't want to stab anybody. Because this is family oriented, what I'm talking about. And I don't even want to say that. So I love my family, but I feel that once you hurt me in that matter, man, I kind of distance myself. With that, not so much as trust, but that word love. Cause don't tell me you love me and then you do something totally different what you're saying. Cause love is an action word. So.
And that's the reason why we balance each other out, because we are yin and yang, and love, trust, all that good stuff. I'm coming up with guards, shields, and armor. And until I feel I can do any of that with you, then those shields and those guards will come down. And then once I start seeing stuff, and because I think that's a lot of times with a lot of people, they don't sit back and actively listen. People, when they listen, they're listening to what that person is telling them. And this is my thoughts on it. You need to listen to what a person is not telling you.
Now, how can I do that?
You can do that by when you talk to a person and they got so much to say about everybody else. And they don't have nothing to say about nothing.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Oh, that's
right
loud.
There.
That's loud, man. That silence on themselves is so loud. You need to listen to what a person is not telling you, because that's where you're going to get your answers. My personal opinion.
And not even to tie this. So what you're saying is accountability.
Oh, accountability. Don't play with me. What's your take on accountability, babe? Because we know you love that word.
And accountability, man. you know. People will
what's your take on that?
Tell you. Mm-hmm. They want to tell you what you not doing. Mm-hmm. But they're not willing to tell what they doing, what they not doing. It's so easy to point the finger at somebody else. And here it is, a huge mirror right there looking right in front of you. It's right in front of you.
Oh, what my mom used to say? You point the finger at somebody.
It's four fingers.
It's three more,
right? So if you point the finger, mm-hmm. there's three of them pointing at you.
Yeah, it's three more pointing back at you.
Definitely. I said four, unless you got an extra finger. That thumb going the same direction as that
that index thing.
But yeah, it's just it's this is a to be continued topic, because I would like for us to do a part two of this, because there's more meat and potatoes behind this. Relationships, are they worth it? And I feel that they are worth it. I feel relationships are worth it.
Yeah.
A relationship with God is definitely worth it.
I feel all relationships are worth it. But I don't feel all relationships need to be kept.
Yeah.
That's my thought on that.
Yeah.
And we'll go more into depth about your accountability.
Accountability. It's for you to do it. It's what they say. It's cool when they do it. But it's a problem when I do it. Oh, man. We wrestling with this together. It's a funny topic. It's a funny word, accountability, because people don't take accountability. Let me stop. And I'm guilty of it myself, too, but we'll leave you with this here. Relationships, they are worth it. But put your all in it.
Right.
Because if you're going halfway in that relationship and not putting your all into that relationship, if it's worth it now, then what's the purpose of being in that relationship?
To go back to state on it that, you know, relationships are hard, but it's not about happiness. It is about holiness.
Holiness.
So when you enter your a marriage or a relationship, even, I mean, Christ needs to be in all of this, even friendships, but you're looking for the perfect love, but God uses marriage to perfect our love.
Amen.
It's not about finding the right person, but it's about becoming the right person. So you can look at Ephesians 5, and it isn't about roles, it's about reflection. So your marriage isn't just a relationship. It's a ministry.
It's a ministry.
It's a place where God teaches you to love like him. That's the reason why it's hard, because we are all struggling with ourselves and we're all trying to be Christ-like. And I think people don't realize that. You may be thinking it's the other person. You didn't do the dishes or you didn't do that. No, it's because you're struggling with yourself to be more Christ-like. So it's a place where God teaches you to love like him with patience, humility, forgiveness, and grace.
Love it.
Because in the end, marriage isn't to make you comfortable, but it's to make you more like Christ.
This the marriage. This for the married folk.
Yes.
This for the married folk, what we're saying here. This last hour, this last second, this last minute. This is for the married folk. So if you're in a relationship and you're not happy, you might want to check that thing. Check yourself first. Don't check the other person, but check yourself first. Because we all get these warning signs.
Yeah.
I know I do. So, no, this is not directed towards you, babe. It's directed towards us, not the marriage, just outside this house. So, I extend my plea. Just to say, relationships are worth. If you're willing to be worth it all. Really worth it all. If it's worth it all, they're worth it. Wow. All right, babe. You know, you always drop the jewels at the end. Is there anything you want to end this in?
That was it.
Part two, we got part two of this coming pretty soon. Like I said, thank you guys for pressing play. I'm sorry, you want to say something?
No, I'm saying that's it.
Yeah, thank you guys for pressing play. We back, man. Hiatus is gone.
Yeah.
For those who been waiting, we back. She back. She cooking.
He back.
She cooking, guys. You know how y'all like her. Yeah, she's my rock. So truly blessed to have her on this side of the tracks with me. So
always
we here to inspire, encourage, and acknowledge and take accountability. I'm just paying. All right, baby. Anything you want to say before we end this?
Nope, that's it. We're just gearing up for part two because it's even more. So I don't want to give something and then like, dang.
Yeah.
We'll wait.
Makes sense. Part two. So this is topic of the lesson, topic of the podcast again. What it is, babe?
Relationships. Are they worth it?
This is part one, guys. So tune in for part two very soon.
Yes.
When I say very soon, I mean very soon. But thank you guys for pressing play. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Like and subscribe.
Thank you guys. Have a good day.